兄姊妹平安，我们在听到之前一起在祈祷，我们用广东话祈祷。天父上帝，我们感谢你，感谢你今天的早上我们一同聚集在你的殿的当中，愿你的灵在我们的当中亲自的带领我们，好叫我们真的能够专注在你的里面，让我们的心灵敞开的领受你自己的教导，听我们的祷告，祷告奉主名求，阿们。母亲节快乐，
Happy Mother's Day。
在座应该都有很多母亲，我想你呢向你身边你知道她是母亲的都跟她说一声母亲节快乐。
So there are mothers, many mothers here, so please take a moment to wish the mother next to you a happy Mother's Day. 母亲节快乐，
母亲节快乐。虽然跟母亲表达爱意呢就不一定在母亲节的，是吧？每一天都可以的。
So expressing love to your mom doesn't have to be reserved for Mother's Day. You can do it every day.
所以我都趁在四月我回香港的时候提早跟我妈妈庆祝母亲节和她的生日。
That's why I went back to Hong Kong in April to have an early Mother's Day and birthday dinner with my mom.
自己做了妈妈就更深体会做母亲各种的辛劳。
Becoming a mother myself has given me a deeper understanding of the hard work that mothers put in.
有人说养儿一百岁长忧九十九。
They say that raising a child for 100 years brings 99 worries.
据我说呢养儿一百岁，长忧一百零一，甚至更多。
Well, I say raising a child for 100 years might bring 101, maybe even more.
因为可能很多妈妈咧，由点样开始怀孕起咧，已经好忧心啦。到咧有 B B 之后，即系怀孕之后咧，有好多饮食啦，或者生活习惯咧，有好多顾忌，即系惊食错嘢啦，又惊做错嘢啦，即系影响个胎儿成长。
From worrying about getting pregnant to watching what you eat and do during pregnancy, fearing that any slip up might affect the baby's growth.
出世之后更多担忧。
And worrying even more after they're born.
净系肚饿就要即刻喂啊，定系严守究竟够钟先喂得咧？都令你发癫噶啦，因为唔同嘅理论都有对细路唔同嘅好处。
So do you feed them immediately or wait for a specific time?Just this kind of decisions is enough to drive you crazy because every theory would claim to benefit the child in different ways.
到到个细路长大咧，又有唔同嘅忧虑。
As the child grows, the worries change.
我之前翻香港咧，同以前教会啲弟兄姊妹相聚啦，有位妈妈话俾我听咧，佢已经开始咧为嗰个啱啱入读初小嘅细路咧研究一下读乜嘢类型嘅中学，因为咁咧就可以咧就为佢铺路咧读乜嘢类型嘅大学。即是说他已经忧虑了六年之后的事。
I recently met with some fellow church members in Hong Kong, and one mother was already researching what type of high school should she send her son to, just when he's about to enter primary school. And she's already thinking about which university he should aim for. In other words, she was already worrying about his plans 6 years later.
他说要自己先了解所有的路向，那到个仔问他的时候，他就可以一清二楚解释给他听。
She said she wants to understand all the options so that when her son asks her, she will be ready to give him clear answers.
香港教育制度咧成日变嘅，会唔会谂得太长远咧
？But the Hong Kong education system changes all the time. Is she thinking too far ahead?
有啲妈妈到个细路长大成人咧，都继续好多忧虑。
Some mothers continue to have many worries even after the children become adults.
例如可唔可以揾到合适嘅工作啦？薪金够唔够生活啦，揾唔揾到合适嘅结婚对象啦，诸如此类。
Such as whether they will find suitable jobs, earn enough money to live, find the right person to marry, and so on.
总之好想为啲仔女咧遮风挡雨，铺条最好嘅路咧俾佢行。
Overall, they want to shield their children from life storms and pave the best path for them.
问题系人生总有好多事情咧系意料之外。
The problem is that there are many unexpected events that would happen in life.
圣经里面耶稣的妈妈玛利亚从怀孕起到耶稣离世都面对很多的挑战，让我们从玛利亚的经历去得着一些提醒。
Looking at the experiences of Jesus' mother Mary in the Bible, we can learn a lot about facing challenges and uncertainties in life.
我不知道你的怀孕是否有计划，不过很明显咧，玛利亚嘅怀孕咧就系意外，仲要咧好突然，完全想象唔到自己喺未婚未洞房咧都可以怀孕。
I don't know whether your pregnancy was planned, but obviously Mary's pregnancy was unexpected and unimaginable.
路加福音一章三十节嗰度话咧，天使对他说：玛利亚，不要怕，你在神面前已经蒙恩了，你要怀孕生子，要给他起名叫耶稣。玛利亚对天使说： 我没有出嫁，怎么会有这事呢？
In Luke chapter 1, verse 30, he said, But the angel said to her, Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. How can this be? Mary asked the angel, since I'm a virgin.
从常人的常识智慧呢，你确实没办法相信只是许配了未行礼都能够有人。
Well, from common sense, it's hard to believe that someone could be pregnant without being intimate with their partner first.
如果我是瑪利亞呢，不怕的假。
If I were Mary, I'd probably freak out.
其实当神迹发生在你身上的时候呢，可能很惊吓，因为呢，是超出人能够理解和接受。
So when miracles happen to you, it can be super scary because it's way beyond what we can understand or can accept.
但是瑪利亞正正就是未能夠理解的情況之下，縱使要冒很大的風險，可能被約失去休息，竟然願意順服接受上帝的安排，由聖靈感孕而懷孕生子。
But even though Mary didn't fully understand what was happening, and even though she risked being dumped by Joseph, she still chose to go along with God's plan and get pregnant by the Holy Spirit.
路加福音一章三十八节嗰度咧，玛利亚话：我系主嘅使女，愿意照你嘅话实现在我身上。
In Luke chapter 1, verse 38, she said, "I am the Lord's servant. May your word to me be fulfilled."
今日离婚咧，好似好普遍，好似咧冇咩大不了。但昔日女子系在家从父，出嫁从夫咧，唔单单系跟从嘅意思，而系咧佢嘅身份只能够咧附属于父亲或者丈夫。
Nowadays, divorce might seem a common and not a big deal, but back then, a girl belonged to her father, and then when she got married, she belonged to her husband.
如果已经离开父亲而被丈夫休弃嘅话，佢就会失去社会嘅地位，冇办法生活落去。
If she left her father and then got dumped by her husband, she'd lose her social status and might not be able to survive.
玛利亚愿意顺服神，牺牲自己嘅前途，你可以想象咧，佢系几咁敬畏上帝。
Mary was willing to sacrifice her future and obey God. Imagine how much she respected God.
更感恩的是，她的未婚夫约瑟呢，都是一位顺服上帝的义人。
And thankfully, her fiancé Joseph was also someone who obeyed God.
马太福音一章十九至二十节嗰度话咧，她丈夫约瑟是个义人，不愿意当众羞辱她，想要暗地里把她休了。正考虑这些事的时候，忽然主的使者在约瑟梦中向他显现，说：大卫的子孙约瑟，不要怕，把你的妻子玛利亚娶过来，因她所怀的孕是从圣灵来的。马太福音一章二十四至二十五节，约瑟醒来，就遵照主的使者吩咐把妻子娶过来，但是没有和她同房，直到她生了儿子，就给她起名叫耶稣。
In Matthew chapter 1, verses 19 to 20, it said, Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him.And took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus.
约瑟在梦中领受启示，知道玛利亚不是出轨，而是圣灵感孕。
Joseph got a revelation in his dream, knowing that Mary hadn't cheated, but she was pregnant by the Holy Spirit.
所以就算冒住被人取笑大陆母嗰个嘅危险咧，都愿意顺服神迎娶玛利亚，为嘅就系顺服神嘅旨意而行。相信弟兄，你哋应该好明白呢一种嘅顺服咧，系超难。
So even if he risked being laughed at, he still obeyed God and married Mary, all to follow God's plan. And the brothers amongst us must understand how hard that obedience was.
就系因为呢一对嘅夫妇都系敬畏神、顺服神，所以上帝安排耶稣喺呢个家庭出世成长。
Because both of them obeyed and feared God, Jesus was born into their family.
虽然耶稣是神的儿子，他当然顺服父神，但是地上父母顺服神的榜样，相信也都成为耶稣很好的学习对象。
Even though Jesus was God's son and obviously obedient to God, having earthly parents who obeyed God set a great example for him too.
事实上，耶稣的一生亦都是顺服上帝至死，最终按父神的旨意走上十字架的道路，成就救赎的恩典，为全人类带来拯救。
In fact, Jesus' whole life was about obeying God, even to the point of dying on the cross, following God's plan for salvation.
我相信上帝安排每一个人来到世界上，一定有他独特的任命去完成。
I believe God has a unique purpose for every person born into this world.
耶稣有他的任命，我们有我们一生的任命，孩子也有孩子一生的任命。
Jesus had his purpose, we have our purpose, and our children have their purpose.
作为父母，如果我们想我们的孩子一生走在正途，一生跟随神，道路也不偏离，我们都需要学习顺服神，跟随神的旨意走每一步。
As parents, if we want our children to stay on the right path and follow God all their life, we need to learn to obey and follow God's plan every step of the way.
成为儿女学习的榜样，让他们在这个日渐崩坏的世界，懂得倚靠上帝而活，成为上帝合用的器皿，完成上帝交托给他的任命。
We need to be the example our children look up to, helping them to rely on God in this messed up world and become vessels God can use to fulfill his purpose.
当然，我都见过不少很爱主、很信服的父母，但是儿女却不爱神、不信神，甚至误入歧途，伤透父母的心。
Of course, I've seen many parents who love God and obey him, but their children don't believe in God or even go astray, breaking their parents' hearts.
虽然有时候我们不明白，为什么不住的为孩子流泪祈祷，自己也都忠心爱主，但是孩子却持相反的方向走他的人生路，是不是代表祈祷没用呢？信服是不是没用呢？
Sometimes we don't understand why, even when we cry and pray for our children,And even when we are faithfully serving God, but our children still want to go their own way. Does that mean praying is useless? Obeying God is useless?
我们不要忘记我们的儿女是受这个被污染的世界去影响。他们每一天都会面对扭曲了的价值观，影响着他们，甚至蚕食他们。一不留神就会被撒旦掳去。
We should not forget that our children are influenced by this sinful world.Facing distorted values every day, and they can easily be led astray by Satan.
父母是儿女在地上的管家，我们有一个很重要的责任，就是为他们每日祈祷守望。就算有时候祈祷或许未见果效，我们都不要放弃。
Parents are stewards of their children on earth, and our responsibility is to pray and watch over them daily.
如果连父母都放弃，不再为他们祈祷，甚至自己都不跟随神的话，儿女的境况可能比现在更差。
If parents give up praying and stop following God, their children's situation might get worse.
上帝的眼目从来都没有离开过我们的孩子，纵然有时候我们作为父母，我们都很疲倦、很乏力，很想放手不理。
God never takes his eyes off our children, even though us as parents might get tired and feel like giving up sometimes.
信服有时候会带来疑惑，未见到耶稣婴孩真真正正出世之前，我相信玛利亚都很疑惑，甚至怀疑自己的肚是否真的有了，是否发梦呢？是否幻觉呢？是否生鼓掌呢？
Obedience can sometimes bring doubts. Before seeing baby Jesus born for real, Mary probably doubted too, wondering if she was really pregnant. Was it a dream? A hallucination? Was her belly just bloated?
因为圣灵感应闻所未闻，好像天方夜谭一样，越 超越人的智慧去理解。信服就是你未见到有任何迹象，但是上帝指示你去行，就算你未理解。
But getting pregnant by the Holy Spirit was unheard of, like some ancient myth, way beyond human understanding. Obedience means following God's instruction, even when you don't see any signs or understand.
或者在过程里面，你都曾经怀疑上帝是否真的看顾带领，特别当儿女的问题未 单单未见改善，更甚的是越来越严重。
Maybe you've doubted whether God is looking after you, especially when your children's problems don't get better and even get worse.
好像在黑暗中看不见上帝的帮助，不知道日子要撑多久。
It's like you're in the dark, not seeing God's help, not knowing how long this would last.
由耶稣死在十字架上边到他复活，玛利亚足足有三日没了耶稣，生活失去盼望。
After Jesus died on the cross until his resurrection, Mary spent 3 days without him, feeling hopeless.
在看似无望黑暗的日子，上帝的拯救和他的作为一直都在，他的计划仍然进行中。
But even in those seemingly hopeless dark days, God's salvation and work were still there, His plans still moving forward.
当耶稣的死亡令人以为一切无望，上帝却开了一条人从来未曾想象得到的道路，就是复活的拯救。
When Jesus' death made everything seem hopeless, God opened a way out through His resurrection, a salvation no one has imagined.
上帝的意念高过我们的意念，上帝的道路高过我们的道路。
God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts, His ways are higher than our ways.
我们需要学习的是有空间接受上帝的道路，所以纵然未见有任何改善，我们只管顺服上帝的带领，继续为我们的儿女祈祷守望，要坚信上帝正在动工。
We need to make room to accept God's ways. So even if we don't see any improvements, we just need to obey God's guidance, keep praying and watching over our children, firmly believing that God is at work.
虽然每日都落雨令人好厌烦，但我们深相信云上必有太阳。
Even if it feels like it's raining every day and we're tired of it, we still need to believe that there's sunshine above the clouds.
况且不落大雨，个地又点会滋润呢？人生的困难亦都可以成为儿女成长的养分。
Besides, without rain, how would the earth get nourished? Life's difficulties can also be the nutrients our children need to grow.
其实做耶稣的妈妈真的很不容易。
Being Jesus' mother wasn't easy, to be honest.
照道理咧，怀有上帝的仔咧，只会谂到上帝咧系赐福啊，因为有呢个儿子系祝福嚟嘅。
You'd think having God's son would be a blessing, right?
路加福音一章32-33节嗰度话咧，佢要将要为大，称为至高者嘅儿子，主神要将佢嘅祖先大卫嘅王位给他，他要作雅各家的王，直到永远，他的国没有穷尽。
He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end.
儿子耶稣将会继承大卫王位之余，他的国亦都无穷无尽。
Jesus, being the son of David, was destined for greatness, and his kingdom would never end.
况且如果你看路加福音2:41-47的描述，12岁的耶稣可以与圣殿的教师对答如流，还可以问有深度的问题。
Plus, when Jesus was 12, he was already impressing the temple teachers with his wisdom and asking them deep questions.
如果用今日的角度呢，我觉得这个，我们会觉得这个孩子一定是智幼，将来呢，前途无可限量。
From today's perspective, we'd probably think, wow, this kid is going to go places.
你不会想到有一天，白头人送黑头人，明明是上帝所赐的儿子，还没看见他登上王位，竟然呢，被害，迫害致死。30出头，英年早逝之余，还要死得咁痛苦，死得咁羞辱。
But who could have imagined that this very same child, the one who was supposed to inherit David's throne and have an everlasting kingdom, would end up being persecuted and killed in such a painful and humiliating way?
点解上帝赐个仔俾我，却系用咁痛苦嘅方法去收回
？Why would God give me a son only to take him back in such a painful manner?
耶稣被捉拿，被钉死，对玛利亚来说是突如其来的噩耗。耶稣自己当然会知道离世的日子近，但是玛利亚不知道。
Although Jesus already knew that the day would arrive soon, that he would be arrested and crucified, it was devastating news for Mary.
好地地一个礼拜之前，还听到群众欢呼欢迎耶稣骑驴进入城的消息。怎能够想象得到一个星期之后，群众的态度是180度的扭转。
Just a week before, she had heard about Jesus being welcomed into Jerusalem with cheers. And now, a week later, the crowd's attitude had done a complete 180.
落差这么大，是很难接受。谁不想家里面各个人都相安无事，快快乐乐平安的生活下去。
The sudden change was so drastic.It was really hard to accept. Who wouldn't want their family to be safe and happy, living peacefully together?
大世事无常，一个突如其来的疾病或者想象不到的事情可以扭转一切。
But life is unpredictable. A sudden illness or an unforeseen event can turn everything upside down.
哈利亞除了當下很驚惶、傷痛、恐懼、難以接受，還可以做什麼？
Besides feeling shocked, hurt and afraid, what else could Mary do?
陪伴。
She could be there for Jesus.
當耶穌的門徒害怕被捉拿四散的時候，母親瑪利亞仍然在十字架之下陪伴耶穌走最後一程。
While Jesus' disciples were too scared to stand by him and scattered, Mary stayed by his side until the end, even at the foot of the cross.
她對耶穌的愛蓋過一切的懼怕，這份愛的力量也都成為耶穌在人世間最後可以感受得到的愛。
Her love for Jesus overshadowed her fear. That love became the last love Jesus felt in this world.
瑪利亞作為母親，無論有多愛耶穌都好，都不能夠代替耶穌去釘十字架。
As a mother, no matter how much she loved her child, she couldn't take his place.
只能眼白白看著耶穌受折磨至死，是很痛苦的一件事。
Mary had to watch Jesus suffer and die, which was incredibly painful.
我們無論多愛我們自己的兒子都好，無論他們聽不聽你的勸導都好，他們的人生路需要他們自己去走。
No matter how much we love our children, whether they want to hear our advice or not, they must walk their own path.
當你見到他們走在 K 區的路上，或者是疾病，或者是經歷重重的折磨、挫折、打擊，我們都不能夠代替他們去承受。況且太保護他們當溫室小花栽種也不是一件好事。
When you see them walking on difficult path, it may be sickness, maybe failure.We, as parents, can't put them in a bubble and shield them from all the hardships of life.
但當看著兒女受苦掙扎，那份切膚之痛比自己受苦更難受。
But seeing our children struggle is often more painful than struggling ourselves.
我們可以做的就是讓他們感受到我們的愛和我們的同行。
All we can do is walk with them every step of the way and let them feel our love and support.
當一個人感受到被愛，他們就會有動力前行，使他們重新振作，跨越重重的難關。
When someone feels loved, they have the strength to keep going, to overcome obstacles.
母親不是受過訓練的輔導員，就算有受訓練但面對自己的子女，其實都不一定懂得關心。
Mothers aren't trained counselors, and even if they were, dealing with their own children can be challenging.
但作為母親，總希望做一啲嘅嘢，讓仔女感受到愛同埋同行。
But as mothers, we always want to do something to show our love and support.
你有冇喺你唔舒服嘅時候，享受過母親為你煲嘅一碗湯，或者係定係你害怕飲咗之後咧，要不停去廁所，所以唔飲
？Have you ever appreciated the soup that your mom made for you when you're sick, or you refuse to drink it because you didn't want to go to the bathroom？
你有冇食過佢為你煮你中意食嘅嘢？定還是你覺得每次都係食同樣嘅嘢，唔想再食
？Do you always eat something your mum cooked for you, or do you complain that you're eating the same food all the time？
有冇試過你知道佢擔心你，想你了解你嘅狀況，但你卻同佢講你都唔明㗎啦，然之後閂門吧
？Have you ever told her you don't understand and bang the door when she tried to check on you because she was worried？
作為兒女嘅你。當母親用她的方法和你去同行的時候，你有沒有感恩的心，還覺得很煩？
As children, when our moms walk alongside us in their own way, do we appreciate it or do we find it annoying?
盼望你都可以珍惜母親仍然有體力為你做的一切，而不會將來失去了之後後悔。
Treasure everything your mother does while she still has the energy so you won't regret it later.
耶穌得著最大愛的力量，一定是來自天上的父親。
Jesus must have received the greatest strength from his Father's love.
唯有領受父上帝對世人的愛，他才可以勇敢地踏上十字架的道路，完成他人生的使命，為人類帶來拯救。
Only by receiving the Father's love for humanity could he bravely walk the path of the cross and fulfill his life's mission of bringing salvation to mankind.
當然耶穌看見地上母親瑪利亞不離不棄的愛，也都令他不忍心母親獨自承受喪子之痛，而叫門徒約翰將瑪利亞看為自己的媽媽一樣的照顧。
Although Jesus saw his mother Mary's unwavering love, he couldn't bear to see her suffer alone, So he asked his disciple John to take care of Mary as if she were his own mother.
今日，无论我哋嘅儿女面对任何嘅事情，我哋对佢不离不弃嘅爱，亦都能够彰显父神对佢嗰份无条件嘅爱，从而让佢哋可以有智慧、有力量、勇敢嘅走佢嘅人生路。
Today, no matter what challenges our children face, our love for them can reflect the unconditional love of our Heavenly Father, giving them the courage to face life's trials.
家是让人以爱去修补伤口，以爱去挨过一切的困难苦难，以爱去活出盼望，甚至跨越死亡。
Home is where love heals wounds, where love helps us through difficulties, where love brings hope, and even where love conquers death.
所以无论任何的事情，都应该是一家人去面对。
So no matter what happens, we should face it together as a family.
当然，儿女仍然要自己面对自己的困难，你实际上帮不到他几多。他自己要学习面对的是面对压力，面对不公不义，面对冷嘲热讽，面对身体病患痛楚，面对心灵软弱等等。
Of course, children still need to face their own challenges. They need to learn to face pressure, injustice, bullying, sickness, their own weaknesses, and the list goes on.
我们不能够为孩子解决所有的问题，他的人生路要自己走，自己去面对。
We can't solve all their problems for them, their life journeys for them to walk.
但我们要记得，我们只是地上的管家，上帝才是孩子的主宰。
But we should remember that we are just stewards on earth. God is their ultimate guide.
我们的责任是将他们带到上帝的面前，让他们学习自己去依靠神，经历神的帮助，也都让他们知道他们不是单打独斗，因为你是他们的后盾，你会陪伴他们，为他们祈祷。
Our responsibility is to bring them before God and teach them to rely on Him. Because you are their strongest support. You are there to walk with them and you are there to pray for them.
当我们成为儿女的同行者，我们都需要有自己的同行者互相扶持。
As we walk alongside our children, we also need companions to support us.
我们不是超人，不是神奇女侠，不可以一个人去面对所有的问题。在你软弱的时候，我们都需要有同行者托住我们一起去经过。
We are not superheroes who can face all challenges alone. When we feel weak and helpless, we need companions to help us through.
约翰福音19章26、27节那里说，耶稣对母亲说，母亲，看你的儿子。又对那门徒说，看你的母亲。从那刻起，那门徒就接他到自己家里去了。
In John chapter 19, verses 26 to 27, he said, When Jesus saw his mother there and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to her, Woman, here is your son, and to the disciple, here is your mother. From that time on, this disciple took her into his home.
耶稣交托约翰要以关心母亲咁嘅态度咧去照顾玛利亚。
Jesus entrusted John to care for Mary like a mother.
于是约翰将玛利亚接到自己家里边一起住，真系好似当自己嘅妈妈一样咧照顾佢嘅所需。约翰虽然唔能够完全代替耶稣，但却佢足以咧让失去儿子嘅玛利亚顿时咧感到咧有依靠。喺佢最伤痛、最唔能够照顾自己嘅日子嘅时候，有约翰照顾佢一切嘅起居饮食，陪佢跨过最难过嘅阶段。
So John took Mary into his home and looked after her like his own mother. Although John could not replace Jesus, but he provided for her and comforted her during her time of grief.
耶稣亦都叫母亲将约翰咧睇成自己嘅儿子咁看待，就系让玛利亚有一个新嘅盼望、新嘅寄托，能够咧走出哀伤。
Jesus also asked his mother to treat John like her own son, giving her a new hope to overcome the sorrow.
虽然儿女的问题两夫妇可以一同的面对，但是家庭不是自给自足的孤独，还需要同其他人联系。
Although couples can face their children's problems together, family is not an isolated island. It requires connections with others.
教会是爱的群体，我们以弟兄姊妹相称。
The church is a community of love where we call each other's brothers and sisters.
当教会其中一个的家庭、一个的肢体有困难的时候，大家就要互相的来到扶持。
When one family in the church faces difficulties, everyone should support each other.
一個人行實在太難，好容易心力交瘁。有時候睇到啲家庭出現問題解決唔到，於是全個家庭一齊死，其實好心酸。
Life is too hard to go through alone, and sometimes seeing a family struggle to find a solution can be heartbreaking.
冇人知道家庭面對嘅困難黑暗期或者幽谷期有幾耐。瑪利亞要等耶穌三日之後先至見到復活嘅盼望。我哋可能要等三個禮拜、三個月、三年，甚至更長。
No one knows how long a family will face darkness or valleys. Mary had to wait 3 days to see the hope of Jesus' resurrection. We might have to wait 3 weeks, 3 months, 3 years, or even longer.
有時候纏繞兒女嘅問題可能一生之久。
Sometimes our children's problems can last a lifetime.
但請你記住，所有事情都喺上帝嘅掌管之下發生。
But please remember, everything happens under God's control.
喺艱難嘅歲月，我哋需要彼此扶持，深信耶穌已經勝過死亡，勝過世界，我哋都可以靠佢得勝。
In difficult times, we need to support each other, believing that Jesus has already overcome death and the world, and we can overcome through him.
雖然耶穌被釘死，離開咗人世，離開咗母親瑪利亞，但愛可以透過托付去延續。
Although Jesus was crucified and left this world, love can continue through entrusting.
瑪利亞可以從約翰嘅關懷去領受耶穌嘅心意，愛係永不止息。瑪利亞嘅傷痛有耶穌所愛嘅門徒約翰去安慰同埋同行。
Mary found comfort and companionship in John's care, reflecting Jesus' love.
你愿唔愿意扶持其他人呢？
Are you willing to be a supporter for others?
当你见到有弟兄姊妹面对家庭嘅重担，你愿唔愿意伸出援手同佢同行呢？
When you see brothers and sisters facing burdens in their families, are you willing to extend a helping hand and walk alongside them?
一份真誠的關懷，一個有力的禱告都很重要，可以讓他們走得輕鬆一點。
Genuine care and powerful prayers are crucial and can make their burdens lighter.
除了生活上的關懷輔助，你又願不願意成為別人的禱伴，跟對方一同倚靠神去支取力量呢？
Besides providing practical help, are you willing to become a prayer partner so other people can also experience God's power?
越來越發覺自己面對的困難也可以成為身邊人有類似困難的人的祝福，因為大家有類似的經歷就更有同行的感覺。
Your own difficulties can become a blessing to others facing similar challenges as shared experience can create a sense of companionship.
你會不會都渴望有禱伴？
Do you long for a prayer partner?
不一定有困難才要找禱伴，就算你擁有一個幸福快樂的家庭，兒女聽教其實都需要禱伴，可以有一同為兒女的將來交託給神來祈禱。
You don't need to have problems to seek a prayer partner. Even if you have a happy family, your children still need someone to pray for them.
如果你沒有禱伴，我鼓勵你祈禱求神為你來預備。如果你想牧者或者我都成為你的禱伴，我們都歡迎你來找我們。
If you don't have a prayer partner, I encourage you to pray and ask God to provide one for you. If you would like me or a pastor to be your prayer partners, we're here for you.
我哋唔好害怕同别人分享自己嘅需要，因为关心，因为开心嘅事越分享越开心，重担越分享越轻松。
Don't be afraid to share your needs with others, because sharing joys make them even sweeter, and sharing burdens make them lighter.
爱的力量使人顺服上帝，降服祂的旨意而活。
The power of love enables us to obey God and live according to His will.
爱的力量使人有知道有同行者，而有勇气面对艰难完成使命。
The power of love gives us the courage to face difficulties and fulfill our missions.
爱的力量使人超越血缘的关系，彼此扶持同走天路。
The power of love transcends family boundaries and allows us to support each other on our journey of faith.
困难未必会完全解决，但是爱使我们有力量、有盼望的行下去。
Problems may not completely disappear, but love gives us the strength and hope to carry on.
盼望这份爱的力量不单止在家庭里面一代一代的承传下去。
Let's hope that this power of love will not only be passed down through generations in families,
更在教会信徒群体之中彰显和延伸到关怀社区邻舍。
but also be manifested in the community of believers and extended to caring for our neighbors.
当耶稣完成地上的救赎使命，他在十字架喊了一声，成了。
When Jesus completed his mission of redemption on earth, he cried out, "It is finished" on the cross.
希望我们不单止自己有一天回天家的时候，能够大声向上帝说，我们地上的使命成了。
May we too confidently declare, "It is finished" to the earthly task appointed to us when we return home to our heavenly Father one day.
更盼望儿女同埋后代都可以按上帝嘅旨意而活，有一日佢哋回天家嘅时候，同样都讲一声成了。
And may our children and future generations also echo, "It is finished" when they return home, living according to God's will.
我一齐低头祈祷。
Let's pray.
天父上帝，我哋感谢你，感谢你今天嘅早上，让耶稣、让玛利亚俾我哋去睇见爱嗰个嘅力量，让我哋去知道我哋一生要顺服你。我哋知道我哋要同你嚟到去同行，亦都同我哋儿女嚟到同行。当我哋领受你自己嘅任命成为父母嘅时候，让我哋咧学习点样嘅嚟到系去倚靠你。我哋一生嘅功课能够紧紧嘅跟随你，以致我哋嘅孩子、我哋嘅后代将来都能够咧紧紧嘅倚靠你，能够咧完成你所交托俾我哋嘅任命，以致到我哋当我哋翻天家，我哋嘅儿女一日翻天家嘅时候，同样我哋可以呼喊一声成了。我哋将呢一切交托俾你，多谢你听我哋嘅祷告，祷告奉主名求，阿门。
我哋请 Youth Band 嚟带领我哋以诗歌回应。
当我们唱回应诗时，我们要记得耶稣在十字架死。当我们现在起立唱宝贵十架。
Oh,
坐。
奉獻咧係為基督徒而設立。如果弟兄姊妹有預備咧，可以完咗之後喺門口嘅奉獻箱嗰度放低。咁我哋都歡迎你用網上奉獻。
Offertory is a privilege as well as a duty for all believers to give back a little to God who has been so generous to us. There's two ways to do it. So one is in the offertory box, which is at the back, or by giving online.
我们一起去读奉献经文。各人要随本心所着定的，不要作难，不要勉强，因为捐得乐意的人是神所喜爱的。哥林多后书九章七节。让我们低头为奉献祈祷。天父上帝，我们一切所有的都是你所赐的，我们现在将一部分去归还给你作为圣功，求你悦纳。奉主名求，阿们。咁我哋咧而家都想去歡迎今日第一次嚟同我哋一齊聚會嘅新朋友。如果你第一次嚟嘅，可唔可以舉一舉手，讓我哋可以認識你？我知道前面咧有啊 Gideon 嘅媽媽，可以係我哋好歡迎你今日一齊嚟同我哋聚會。嚇，有冇其他第一次新嚟嘅朋友？
Okay, and so we have the announcements and.We'll let Reverend Chan come up.
Good, then we hope that we will see you next week, every week, to see you together in the middle of the worship of God. So, let the Lord bless you all. Everyone who is here today, or you are the mother of the Lord, may the Lord bless you every day and experience His blessing.有少少報告啦，咁咧第一樣嘢咧就係咧，教會嚟緊咧有一個咧 Gospel Renewal Workshop 啊，就喺七月尾或者八月初舉行嘅。咁就其實係一樣嘅，因為咧七月尾嗰個就用普通話，八月初個就用英文。咁咧都弟兄姊妹如果想參與咧，就可以咧就聯絡我或者 Anita 啦。咁特別鼓勵咧教會嘅領袖咧係參與嘅。咁咧，七月廿七號星期六嘅全日，同埋七月廿八號星期日嘅晏晝，咁呢個就係普通話嘅嚇。咁而咧，如果你想參加英語咧，就係八月九號嘅星期五晚，同埋咧八月十號星期六嘅全日。咁如果你想知道進一步嘅資料咧，都可以聯絡我同阿或者 Anita 啦。咁你如果參加，我哋會俾一條報名嘅 link 大家嘅。咁另外咧就係我哋十月咧會有浸禮啦，會有洗禮。咁咧就。如果弟兄姊妹想參